Hello there, welcome to the Furtive American. I am the Furtive American, and it's good to see everyone back again. We're coming a day late today for this episode. My apologies, but we're a day late because it is the festive season here in Asia with the Lunar New Year, and I've been really busy with visitations over the past couple of days. Yeah, it's interesting, even though we have restrictions here in this country about who we can and cannot visit. But even so, we have a packed schedule. So once again, thanks for joining us. And today we're talking about fear. So really, what sparked this line of thought was on Sunday, I believe, last Sunday, a close contact of mine got a positive COVID-19 ART, or antigen rapid test. And so I was in close contact with the guy over, not over the weekend, but on the later part of last week. And he tested positive on Sunday. And so I was like, oh no. And the notification, or rather his notification to us, came in as I was in church. And what happened immediately after was I was, you know, for some reason I was just trying to get home really quick because I wanted to get an ART done to make sure that I wasn't positive for COVID. And after that, yeah, so the thing was, I had to apologize to my wife after that because I got a bit grouchy and snappy because she was taking a bit longer than usual to get to the car and get home. And so I was a bit grouchy, but and I had to apologize to her when we got home, because that wasn't really very, one, it wasn't very nice, and two, I don't think it was very called for, because the risk is low. The risk for infection is low, and the risk for reinfection is also low. The risk for becoming a vector for the virus is low. But I realized after that, that the anxiety is very real. I mean, I never expected that I would be one of those people that would get anxious about these sorts of things, because rationally, there isn't really a cause for concern. I don't have any pre-existing conditions or comorbidities that could affect, that could cause me to fall really ill from COVID, especially Omicron. So rationally, I've always known that there isn't really a cause for concern, even if a close contact turns out positive for COVID. But the anxiety that I got was very, very real, in spite of knowing that there isn't a cause for concern. And it got me thinking, because not only did I get causes for concern, not only did I get a scare about COVID over the past few days, some of my relatives also had the same situation, where a close contact of theirs either turned out positive, or they got notifications that a close contact of theirs got positive results officially. And they needed to monitor their health. So it was just kind of, interesting to see just how real the anxiety is. And the fear, is really real. You know, I never expected that to happen. And I don't think many of, my relatives expected that sort of a response and a feeling to be so visceral and surreal, but that was what happened. And it got me to thinking, you know, we are driven in society many times by fear.